So we started learning yesterday about the different yaknahazes, different orders of Kiddush and Yantif and Abdallah, all that. So Gemara is going to go through around like 8 different shitas. We'll go through one by one why they all hold what they hold with the following. So Gemara says in the bottom of Kuv Beis and Beis Gufa, we saw from yesterday that Yom Tov Shechal Yos Acha Shabbos. If it's a Matzah Shabbos that leads into a Yomtif, so we have to say both Abdallah for Shabbos, they also say Kiddush for Yomtif. So Rav Amar, Yakna, you do Yain, Kiddush, Ner Avdala. Why is that? So if you look, we're going to learn a lot of Rashbams today. Rashbam writes, Rav Amar Yakna, around 20 lines up from the bottom here, Svir Le Kedushas Hayom Adifa Me Avdala. Kedush Yom is more important. And Inami, or alternatively, Dechim Avdil Bereisha Mechse Dehave Aleh Kedushas Hayom Kamasir. So you want to do Kiddush first, either because Kiddush is more important, or if you do Avdala first, it seems like Avdala is saying that Shabbos is a big burden for you. I want to try to get rid of it. We want to try to avoid that impression, so we push Avdallah off to the end, either because of the impression or because, in fact, Kedusha, Kiddush, is more important. It says further, Lefikach, Yain Kodim LeKiddush, Kibbeis Hillel. We say Yain first, Hagafen first, the Tadr, Tadr, Shein, Tadr, Tadr Kodim. Geffen is more frequent than that of Kiddush, so Yain first, then Kiddush. V'achar Kiddush, Ner, V'Avdallah, Kishar, Motzei Shabbos, Shener, Kodim LeAvdallah. Ner always comes before Avdallah, so that's the order according to Rav, Yain, Kiddush, Ner, Avdallah. Shmuel Amar Yinhak. I don't know how to pronounce properly these Rashi tables, but whatever they are, they can't be wrong. So the why does Shmuel have this order? He does Yain Ner Havdalah Kiddush. So he explained, we'll have to explain later. Look at Rashi, I guess Rashbam rather. Shmuel Sfir Le Havdalah Kodom Le Kiddush. You have to do Havdalah first. Why do you have to do Havdalah first? We'll see in the Gemara later on. What's it similar to? Right, a king is leaving and a governor is coming in. First, you get rid of you escort the king. You can't invite the governor before you've escorted the king. Two people in the same authorities in the same house. It's going to be they're going to headbutt each other. So you have to have them separate from each other. So you have to first send out the melech, the Shabbos, and then you come greet the yomtiv, the next one, the kras yomtiv lekadsho. So that's why you first do yain ner havdalah, like regular havdalah, and then kiddush comes afterwards. That's the shita of Shmuel. So then the Gemara goes on to daf kuv gimel now. Rab amar yehanak, which yehanak is yain havdalah ner kiddush. So if you look at Rashbam here, he says, first Rashbam on the page here, Rab amar yehanak svir le karav demashve maor ben kiddush lavdalah. The ner goes between kiddush and havdalah. She'ein nachum be'enav sherab lismach havdalah kiddush. It didn't seem appropriate to have kiddush and havdalah right next to each other. They're going to contradict each other. You have to have a little separation between Havdalah, which is ending a Kedusha, Kiddush, which is creating Kedusha. There must be some separation. HaKiddush Oseh Kodesh, Havdalah Oseh Kodesh Kal. By the way, this is very important. We mentioned yesterday whether Havdalah ends Kedusha or Havdalah somehow creates Kedusha in a backwards way. So this language of Rashbam that calls Havdalah Kedusha Kal indicates there's some Kedusha, backwards Kedusha that it actually creates. Either way, Kiddush is more significant. Havdalah is only Kedusha Kal. You can't have the two of them next to each other. B'sfir le kishmuel, he also holds like Shmuel, the Havdalah kodum the Kiddush. You should do Havdalah first. Miu, yain berosh kulan de tadir kodum. So as follows. Yain comes first because of tadir. Havdalah comes before Kiddush because Havdalah has to get rid of the king before escorting the next one in. But you have to separate Havdalah and Kiddush. It can't be next to each other because they're going to contradict each other. So Ner is sandwiched in between. That's the understanding of Rabbah. Then the Gemara quotes Levi Amar Kanya, which is Kiddush Ner Yain Havdalah. Rashbam explains, Kanya is Svir Le Kiddush Kodem L'Havdalah Kirav. That Kiddush comes first. You have to first do Kiddush because you don't want Havdalah to seem as if Shabbos is a burden to you. So you do Havdalah afterwards. But Lama Eina Rotsu Lama Yain Bereish. Why doesn't Yain go first? L'Fisha Im Kein Eino Nir Shemavdil Yain. Because if you do Yain first, and then you do Kiddush, and then you do Ner Havdalah at the end, it sounds like Yain is too far away from Havdalah and not part of Havdalah. You have to put it somewhere close to Havdalah. Ho v'marchak Havdalah mi'al ha'birchas Yain. It's so far away. V'rei ik Havdalah lo nak tiknu ela ala Yain. Havdalah was really instituted primarily on wine. Ava Kiddush, when it comes to Kiddush, afila pas yachal kaddish. You can be mekaddish Kiddush on bread, you can't say Havdalah on bread. So we see Yain is actually more affiliated to Havdalah than it is to Kiddush. So therefore, Hilkach Kiddush Bereisha, get Kiddush out of the way. Hadar Me'or, you have to do a Ner, the Fisha Anirotzen Lismach Yain L'Avdalah, because you want Yain right next to Avdalah. V'Avdalah Al-Karachach L'Basof, and therefore Avdalah has to be the end, Kishar Kol Motzei Shabbosos. Now, by the way, there are a lot of questions here, each of them. There's a lot to ask, because he says we have to have Yain next to Avdalah, but on a typical Friday night, Yain's actually first, and their next Havdalah. This doesn't seem to go with what goes on in general, but we're trying to just run through, get the basic Shitas right down. We can't figure out each of them because each one's a whole sugi in its own right. That's the Shita of Levi. Now the Rabbanan say, Amar Kina, which is Kiddush, Yayin, Ner Havdalah. Why is this? If you look at Rashbam, last two narrow lines, Kina, Svir Le Kirav, the Kiddush Kodem Havdalah. Kiddush comes first. Rather, make yayin closer to Havdalah than to have Kiddush. Hilkach Kiddush Bereisha, get it out of the way. V'hadar, kol seder Havdalah, shall say their komot Shabbos, dava yayin or Havdalah. Have everything run smoothly afterwards, yayin is a besamim, yayin ner Havdalah. Inami, alternatively, rotu lahavdil ben Kiddush lahavdalah b'cholach yicholos. He wants it to separate Kiddush Havdalah as much as possible, so Kiddush goes first, Havdalah goes the end, and then you put the other two sandwiched in between. Then comes along, the Gemara says, Mar Bre Duravana Amar Nikia, Ner Kiddush Yain Havdalah. So Rashbam explains, Nikia is Kiddush Kodum Lavdalah Karaf. The Yain Nami wrote to Lismoch Lavdalah Kimo Shapirashi. Wants Yain to be near Havdalah. Hilkach Nikia Be'inan, why that order? Mu'ur Mashre Bereish, we have the or first, Mekame Kiddush. Deha Kol Matzah Shabbos Kodem Lavdalah, every single other Matzah Shabbos, we know Ner comes before Havdalah. Why do we do Ner first? The Fisha Nene Botchila. You get Hana from the candle first. Hachanami Kodem the Kiddush Shere Nene Botchila. Rashbam assumes here there's a big machlokish we've shown him the nature of Birchas Birchas Boremir Ha'esh. If you remember back on Daf Nun Beis, maybe Nadal or so, Tosa said, why do we say Dafka the Brach of Esh Matzah Shabbos? Why don't we say it every morning or every time we turn on a candle? Because he says that the bracha of Eish is only bracha birchas Hashevach. So the birchas Hashevach, we think birchas Hashevach v'oda, we think Hashem every month of Shabbos for Havdalah. But there are those we've shown him, and the Rashbam seems to indicate this, is actually birchas Hanenin. It's a birchas Hanenin. So why don't you say it every month, every day you turn it on? Because it's a chiddush, but they say because since I'm able to constantly get Hana, it's like I'm eating straight all week long. When Shabbos comes, I can't get Hana from Eish anymore, so it's a new Hana, Matzah Shabbos. But since in theory I can get Hana all week long, you don't say a new Birchas Hanenin. But one Birchas Hanenin, Matzah Shabbos, that lasts until the next Shabbos. That's the Chiddush. So it sounds like from here as well, since you're getting Hana right away, you have to say the Brach of Ner right off the bat. So he says you say Ner, and then you do Kiddush Yayin Havdalah. Now there are a lot of questions here as well. I can't address all them. We don't say Ner first in a regular Havdalah. We say Hagafen and then Besamim. But okay, fine. Either way, it's an interesting Shita based on this Rashba. Now the Gemara says, we're up to which one now? Marta Amar, Mishmei Der Bishua. Nihik, which is Ner Yain, Havdalah, Kiddush. If you look at Rashbam, the next one around halfway down the medium wide lines down, Shemar Mishum Rabishu ben Chananya Nihik, Taima Kidmefarsh the command Havdalah Kodum in the Kiddush. He holds Havdalah comes first. The Hilgach Ner Tchila Lafisha wrote to Litain Yain, Samach Havdalah Kiddush. You want to have Yain next to both Havdalah and also Kiddush, Shishnein Nitknu Al Hayain. Both of them really were established to have on the wine, Avamor Omer Belo Yain Im Einlo Kos. Okay, fine. Then the Gemara says, Lamaisa, so these are all the different shitas. I don't know if there are eight of them or so. So, Shalach Le Avu Adishmu. The Rebbe, Madeinu, Rebbeinu, teach us, Rebbe, say the Havdalos. Heyach, how should we do say the Havdalos? How should it be? So, Shalach Le Kach, Amar Rebbe Yishmael, Rebbe Yossi, Shemar Mishum Aviv, Shemar Mishum Rebbe Shub ben Chananya, Nihik, you do Nihik. Amar Rebbe Chanina, Mashal the Rebbe Shub ben Chananya, who holds Havdalah is first and then Kiddush. Havdalah is first before Kiddush, Lamelach. Shiyotze, you first let the king leave, Shabbos leave, and then Harparkos, Nichnas, Melavnes, Amelach, you first escort the king, Vacharkach, Yotzin, Lekras, Harparkos, and then you go out to greet the governor, whatever type of position he is, and then you escort Shabbos, so do you bring in, usher in Yom Tov. So my Havale, Lemaisa, what do you do? So by Amar Yikzino, which is now a regular when there's a Zman, he throws in the Zman there, Yain Kiddush Zman, Ne Abdallah, Rava Amar Yak Nahaz, Yain Kiddush Ne Havdalah Zman, V'Hilchasa, Kravah, we pass like Rava, the Yaknaha is that we do Yain, we do Kiddush, we do Ner, Havdalah, and Shechianu Zman, all the way at the end. Okay, we got through it, Baruch Hashem. So Gemara now says, Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, Ikle Lebe Rava, one time Rav Huna visited the house of Rava. Aisi Lekamayu, Ma'ur Besamim, so they brought in front of him, it was a regular Havdalah, Masa Shabbos, they brought the Eish, they brought Besamim, and Baruch Rava, Abesamim Bereisha, V'Hadar Amor, he first said the Bracha of Besamim. And then afterwards, he said the bracha of Eish. So Amarle, they challenged him and said, "Vahab bein beisham bein beisilal meor bereisha v'hadar abesamim." So don't we have clearly the Mishnah says, as we're about to see, that everybody holds, even beisham and beisilal both hold that Eish comes first and then besamim. Umayi, where do you have such a proof? The Mishnah tells the Maseches brachos the Tanan beisham omrim ner umazon besamim v'avdala. If you have the bench, so So the order is Ner Mazon. Mazon is benching. Besamim Havdalah. We see Ner comes before Besamim. And Beisil Omrim Ner Ubesamim Mazon Havdalah. The only question is the order of Besamim and Mazon. But Ner is definitely first, and Besamim is definitely afterwards. So how could he go against this Mishnah and say that Besamim goes before Eish? So Ani Rava Basrei, Rava respond, Amar Zu Divi Rebbe Meir. This machlok is Hil Beisham in the Mishnah as it's presented is all the understanding of Shitas Rebbe Meir. Aval Rebbe Yehuda, Omer Rebbe Yehuda understands Beisham Beisil differently. He holds, Lo Nechlechu Beisham Beisil Al Mazon Shubetchila. They don't argue. They all agree that Mazon benching goes first. Vahavdala Shibasof, and they also both agree Havdala goes at the end. Those two are set. Beisham Omrim Mu'ur Vacharkach Besamim. Beis Hillel Omrim Besamim Vacharkach Mu'ur. They only argue about Besamim Eish, which goes first. And since Beis Hillel holds Besamim goes before Eish, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Nagu Am, the practice is Beis Hillel, Valiva the Rabbi Yehuda, that Besamim goes before Ha'esh. That's why Rava said the Bad Havdalah that way, and that's of course how we do it in our houses. Rabbi Yaakov, Bar Abba Ikle the Bay Rava, one time he visited the house of Rava. Chazil de Baruch Bari Pir Gafen, Akasa Kama. He said the Bracha of Hagafen on the first cup of wine he was given. Vahadar, Baruch Akasa Bir Chasa. And then he said another one on benching, Vishin, and he drank it. So he says to him, why do you have to drink on the benching? Amrulay, Lama Lacha Kuli Hai. You ready to see the bracha, right? The guy's having the meal. He says Hagafen. Then he benches Alakos, and he says another Hagafen after the benching. Didn't the Hagafen work that you said during the meal on the drinking you're having after the meal? So he says, Amrulay, Ki Avidan Bei Reish Galusa, Hachi Avdinan. When I was in the place of the Reish Galusa, in his house, in his palace, that's what they did. So whatever I saw there, that's what I'm doing. So Amrulay, Tinach Bei Reish Galusa. I understand why one would do this in the house of the Reish Galusa. The Hachi Avid, the Safik Maisilan, the Safik Lamaisilan, you don't know what's going on in the house of Reish Galusa. The big palace, you have no idea what the way things go. You're invited as a guest. You don't know if they're bringing more wine, not bringing more wine. So each time you're Nimlach. Nimlach means you thought this might be the last cup of wine. Ah, they brought more wine, so I'll drink and I'll say another bracha. If you're in your house, let's say, and you're eating tons of food, and I have like, I don't know, one glass of wine, and you don't think about the other glass of wine, you don't need to say a new bracha, because it's always in your das, you have more wine if you need more wine. But you're guests at someone's house, you don't know what they're serving you, each time they bring you a new bottle of wine, that's considered, oh, there's more wine here. So the Reish Galusa's house, you didn't know that they're bringing another glass of wine, so each one, you need to say a new bracha. But that's by the house of the Reish Galusa. Hacha here, Hamanach Kasa Kaman. The wine is right in front of you. The Daitan Alavai. You drank wine during the meal. And now you're benching with a bottle of wine with you. You knew the wine was here the whole time. You're not supposed to say a new bracha when you finish benching. It's Amarle, Ana Avde Tamide de Rav. No, I hold like the students of Rav. What are the students of Rav? The Rav Bruna, Rav Chananel, are Tamide de Rav, Havu. Yasu Besudasa. One time they were sitting having a meal. Kai, Alayu, Rav Yibasaba. And Rabbi Yehuda Saba was Kai Rashi Mishamish them. He was the waiter. So Amar Lod Havlan Vinivrach, come give us and let's bench. Give us some glass of wine. We're going to bench now. So Amar Lay Havlan Vinishle. And they says to them, now give us. We actually want to drink now. We decided we don't want to bench. Let's drink some more wine. So Amar Lay Hachi Amar Rav. Rav holds Kaven Damisa Havlan Vinivrach. When do you say let's bench? Itasre Lechu the Mishle. You can't drink anymore. Why? My Taima Daschite Dataychu. You already may say, but if I have a meal, I say, the meal's over, I'm done, let's bench now. And then I said, no, let's drink more. You have to say a new bracha because you've ended your meal by saying, Havla Nivrach, let's bench. That's way of ending the meal. So too, when you bench, Lamaisa, when you actually bench, the meal's over. Even though you're benching on the coast, you need to say a new bracha on the gafen because that's now a new meal, a new drinking. That's where the Gemara concludes. Take a look at Tosis for a second on the side. Dima Rasul Kevin Damar. Hav v'nivrach itzar l'mishtei. Once you said, let's bench, so now the din is that you're not allowed to drink at that point. Sivim tomar, b'perk shlosh sha'achlu. Gemara brachos daf memches. Gavayani malka, they were sitting and eating, and it says that the kamar man yavlan gavr de mevarchlan. Who are we going to find that killed all the rabbis? How are they going to find someone to lead them in benching? To have a hav nivrach. So now what happened was there, who's going to bench for us? It sounds like they said, we're over, we're finished benching, we're finished eating. Who's going to lead the Zimun now? And even though that was the case, so how could they have a third person join them? Have a Hav Nivrach, Hechanit Starif Tu Imayin, Rabbi Shimon Ben Shetach. How could Rabbi Shimon Ben Shetach join them if the benching was over, if the meal was over? Hamrinan Le'el Bahu Pirkan, the Rabbi Shmuel have a Yasu Besudasa, Alva Asar Rav Shimi Bar Chaya, have a Kimisarif of Achel, Amrulay, Mai Daitcha, let's do Freik, the Hadain, Anachlinan, if you're still eating, you can have a guy join you. If you stopped eating, Sulam and Starfe. So how could Yane and Malka say, let's find someone to bench for us, they already finished the meal? So the Gemara Tosa says, you know what, The whole story of Shimon ben Shaddach was all according to his own Das Yachid. We can't learn sugyas based on him because he was a Das Yachid, as the Tosa says. V'yeshomer d'lav hachi aminan hasam. Hu David legarma shotziam alfa pishul achal kizayis dagam. He actually didn't eat anything. Shimon ben Shaddach was moti them in benching. Even though the Maaseh didn't eat anything, he was still moti them in benching. We don't hold that way. You cannot moti someone in benching unless you ate. So that whole sugya is not apialacha. That's what they understand. Other Rishonim answered differently why they were able to join. They didn't say havla nivrich. They just said find there someone to lead us in benching. But they didn't end the meal. They didn't actually end the meal there at all. So some say they're just asking someone to lead them in benching, but not to end the meal. So that's how some Rishonim answer. The Ur Zeruah says no. When you can't have a person be mitzarf with you, that's if you don't have a zeman. If two guys are sitting and they say, let's go bench, we're finished eating. Now let's find the third person, that you can't join. But let's say they already had a zeman. There are three people there. Yanni Amalka had three people there. But they didn't have a guy to lead them in benching. A guy didn't know how to say the bracha properly. That you're actually allowed to have a guy add in, even though you've completed your meal. So there are different ways how to get around that particular sugya. Now there's an interesting machlokas to Rishonim. When it says, havla nivrach, let's bench, Rabbeinu Yonah says that means you can't drink anymore. But if you said, let's bench, you are actually out to still eat. The difference is, drinking is not so kavua. It's very easy to end the drinking meal, if you will. So if you say, havlan nivrech, you're no longer drinking. Because the Gemara just says, it's serei le lemishe. But in terms of eating, which is more kavua, if you say, you know what, let's stop eating. Let's actually continue eating. That actually wouldn't require you to say nubracha, that's continued. But we hold like the Rush that says once you say havla nivrach, let's bench, that ends the meal, bein l'shtia, bein l'achila, you can't eat, you can't drink anymore, and you have to say a nubracha. I once had a shayla, that I said a shayla brachas for someone, and we said let's bench now, and we sat down at the bench, and we realized only 9 men were there. We're missing a 10th person. So now we didn't have a shayla brachas, so you couldn't make it. So we had a shayla, could you ask a person to join at this point now to have a little mazon? Normally, if you didn't say let's bench, you could say, okay, let's have the guy have a mazono, so have something he could join as part of the tent. But once you say, let's bench now, it's too late at that point, that person, so you missed out on the Shev Brachos at that point.
If one person that says, let's bench, nobody...
No, if everyone agrees, we all agree, we sat around the table, let's bench, and someone miscalculated if we were missing one man. So once you say, havla nivrich, the meal's over. The meal's over, and we saw the other day in Tosos, that the eating, that's goer in the Shev Brachos. So we couldn't find the 10th person. We could, but we weren't able to. It was too late at that point, unless we were to wash again. So we lost out on the ability to say Shev Brachos. Okay. Gemara now says 5 lines down. Ameimar umar zutcha, Rav Ashi, have a yasa besuda. They're sitting down in a suda. V'kai alayu Rav Acha b'rei d'rava, and he was serving them. So now he served them, multiple glasses of wine. Ameimar baruch ha-kokasa v'kasa. Each cup that he was given, Ameimar said a new bracha of gafen, each cup of wine. Marzucha baruch akasa kama vakasa baser. He said a bracha on the first cup and then had in mind all the other drinks. And the last one, which means after benching, when you drank again, so he said another bracha on that one. Rav Ashi baruch akasa kama v'sula baruch. He only said a bracha on the first cup and didn't say any more brachas even after the benching. So Amar lehu Rav Acha bar Rava, who was the waiter who was trying to understand what these different Tamid Chacham were doing. So Anan kama navadu. How should we pass me? I just saw 3 rabbis and 3 different shitas. And someone said the other day here, in the shul, it was Sunday. It was Shushan Purim, not really Shushan Purim, but it was kind of Shushan Purim. So each of the 3 minyanim did 3 different things for what to do. 1 minyan, I'm responsible for one of the mistakes. 1 minyan said tachanun and everything. 1 minyan didn't say tachanun, they said lam natzeach. 1 minyan didn't say tachanun, nor did they say lam natzeach. So 3 different minyanim, 3 different shitas. So here you had 3 different rabbis, 3 different shitas. What are you supposed to do? The waiter is so confused. So how do we find Anan Kaman Navid? What should we do? Ameimar Amar Nimlach Ana. Am Nimlach means I was very indecisive. I thought 1 cup of wine is enough, so I thought 1 cup and that's it. I'm going to drink just 1 cup and that's it. He brought another cup, I got thirsty again, so I drank another cup. So each time he decided that this was the last one, so he was Nimlach, the person was Nimlach, so that person does have to say a new bracha. Post can point out, by the way, if you're, let's say, snacking in your house, which I'm sure you all snack in your house, I'll just have 1 cookie. And that's it. 1 cookie, you say mazonos, and that's it. So now let's say you go for another cookie. Did they say another mazonos? It's understood how people work. No, they just say that to themselves. They don't really mean it. Nimlach is not so lemaisa. When you're snacking on something, or even drinking something, it's not so practical to have a real nimlach. Unless he was really saying, I'm having 1 cookie, and that's it. Get rid of it, out of my sight. Maybe that case you could say, if you decide to have a second cookie, maybe you have to say a new bracha. But he was nimlach, so he said a separate bracha on each cup. Marzutra. Amar ana davdi ketami de rav. I have like the students of Rav, which has 1 bracha on all the cups, covers all the cups, but once you bench, it's havla nivrich, you need to say a new bracha on the kosher bracha of birkas hamazon. Rav Ashi amar les hilchasa ketami de rav, we don't hold like the tamidim of Rav, the yomtiv shechal yos acha shabbos, v'amar yikna, you say yain kiddush ne'avdala. So why? If it's really true that you have to have a new one, so shouldn't you say now a new bracha? If you look at Rashbam, where did that Rashbam go? See Rashbam, three medium wide lines down, he says, Les Hilchasa can tell me, actually no, go to the one that says, Amar Rav Yikna. It's a halfway down the medium wide lines down. You don't have to say it two times. Chad a kiddush v'chad havdala. You say one which covers both of them. Hu adin l'trei kase to kiddush hayom birkas hamazon. One cup of kiddush and benching, that one hagafen will cover both of them. That's the initial comparison. But the Gemara quickly points out that there are two different cases here. Just because one hagafen covers kiddush and havdala doesn't mean one hagafen is going to cover the meal and the post-meal drinking. He says, Lohi, that's not comparable. Hasam akadaite mimashte. There, by the benching, you don't want to drink anymore, and then when you drink after the benching, it's a new drinking, so that you're akadaita. Hacha here, when you're saying all four in a row, yain, kiddush, and avdala, lo akadaita mimashte. You know you're about to drink for the avdala as well. It's all one thing, one package, so there is no separate hagafen in both of those cases, as opposed to benching. Benching, end of the meal, and the drinking after the meal, post-meal, would require a new hagafen. So now the Gemara says, Kimate l'avdule, when it came to Havdalah now, come to the Maisa of making the Havdalah, come Shemaya v'adlik avuka mishaga. So the assistant, the attendant, came and lit a larger fire from a small candle. So Amalei, they says to the attendant, Lamilcha kulihai, why do you need to do all this? Hamancha shaga, there's already a candle here. Why are you making the candle into a big flame? Amalei, Shemaya medai to the nafshe kavod. Don't worry, he's acting on his own. He's making it up. Don't pay attention. Not every waiter knows what he's doing. You don't really need to make a big avuka. It's enough to have a shaga, a candle. Amalei, ilo shmiyale minei demar lahav avod. If he didn't hear this from his master, his rebbe, he would not have done this. In other words, the Shemaya, the attendant's doing something up hilacha. Let's figure out what he's trying to accomplish here. So Amalei, so they respond back to him, lo savar lemar, do you not hold of the din avuka lahavdala mitzum in a mukhar. So the best way to do avdala with a candle is an avuka, not just a wick. You need two wicks. You need an avuka. That's the idea. Why do you need an avuka? So Rishon points out because the bracha we say, the Gemara and the brachos tells us, borei me'orei ha'esh. Me'orei is multiple. Me'orei ha'esh. So you need multiple wicks. That's an avuka. Borei me'orei ha'esh. So we pointed out before, there's machlokas, whether or not the bracha of ha'esh is a birchas anenin or birchas shevach v'odah. So the Rishon have the machlokas, the Rashi and the Ravid and the Gemara brachos argue, what does it mean, borei me'orei ha'esh? So some hold, I think it's Rashi holds, me'orei means, if you look at a fire, there are many fires. There's like the blue, and there's the white, there's the yellow, there's the red, there are orange, different colors within one flame. So that's the way it looks. Ravid says, no, there are many usages of fire. You could use it to cook, you could use it for light, you could use it for heat. There are many usages. So I believe the machlokas is that the Ravid holds that the bracha of ha'esh is about birchas hanen and how you get hana from it. For cooking and for heating and for light. Rashi holds it's about the beauty, the birchas hashavach of the fire, the blue and the yellow and the white and the red and the orange, all in different colors. So either way, the avuka somehow captures the baruch of borei me'oresh, the multiple fires, whether it's usage or appearance, of the esh. So then the Gemara says, okay, so now we need a avuka. You need a big flame for the bracha of havdalah. So now the Gemara says, Pasach v'amar, he opened up his mouth and started to say havdalah. Amar hamavdil ben kodesh lechol ben or lechoshech ben yisol yamim ben yom hashvi l'sheshin mi'amaseh. So he says these four different havdalas. So Amar le lama lecha kuli hai. Why do you need such a long havdala? V'hamar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav hamavdil ben kodesh lechol zuhi havdala havdala sasher Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Just have one line. Hamavdil ben kodesh lechol zeh. You have all these fancy havdalas. What's the need? Amar le ana kahasir le. I hold like the following din. Amar Rabbi Eliezer Amar Rabbi Yoshaya hapoches lo yifchos mishlosha. V'mosiv lo Yosef al Shiva. If one, you should not have less than three, nor than more than seven. So here he's at four, somewhere in between three and seven. That's the din. So Amar Lei, v'ha. Now, by the way, the different opinions why three and seven. Some Rishonim connect this to like three aliyahs, the smallest amount, and seven aliyahs, the most amount of aliyahs you could have between a chol and a Shabbos. Some connected to those particular dinim. But either way, three and seven are the brackets. So Amar Lei, v'hamar lo tflasa amar v'lo sheva amar. You didn't say three, you didn't say seven, you said four. You had somewhere in between. Why are you choosing four? Amar Lei, ibra bein yom ha'shvi l'sheshi me'amaseh mein chasimehi. There's a concept that whenever you finish off, you have to have a little bit of an introduction of the chasima in the main part. So we're going to hold off on that point to explain what that means. We're going to discuss it tomorrow. But Mir Tashem, we'll continue that tomorrow. Let me quickly recap what we did today. We started off with the 8 shittas or so, what to do on Matzah Shabbos Yom Tif, what order of Kiddush, we pass in Yachin Haz, Yachin Kiddush Nei Havdalah Zman. That's the Psak. Then we had the whole discussion about the order of Eish versus Besamim. Reb Meir's understanding of Machlokas, Behuda's understanding of Machlokas, we pass like Reb Behuda's understanding of Beisilo, you first do Besamim, then you do Eish, and then we had the Machlokas, what to do about each cup of wine, whether you say one brach in the beginning, one brach at the end, and that Tamid the Rav says, once you have la nivrach, the benching ends the meal, if you want to drink afterwards, you have to say a new bracha afterwards, and then Amr Beis, we discussed the waiter who with three different maram did three different things. A member said a bracha each cup because it was nimlach. Barzutra said one in the beginning and one after benching. He held like Rav, and then Rav Ashi felt that we don't hold the Rav that each cup requires its own bracha. And we ended up asking that only one hagafen covers all the drinks and another bracha after the benching, and then finally, the din of Ner Avuka is necessary for the Havdalah, a big fire. It's Minim Muvchar, and then this concept will finish tomorrow about having the number of Havdalahs between 3 and 7. Okay? Everyone have a wonderful day.